Hello, everyone. My story today is about my departures from the stage over the years and my arrival into having more confidence using my voice in public. So I'm starting my story with my dad as a relatively well-known musician. No pressure or anything for me, but when I was very young, he used to get me up on stage to sing with him. And I really enjoyed it. I think a lot of you probably noticed that very, very small children tend to have very little experience of shame. They really don't care, they'll dance, they'll sing, you know, all of that, until something happens, usually. And for me, that thing that happened was that my father invited a couple of my friends to come along and witness the performance. So here I was singing along, having a great time, and these children, who I considered to be my friends, were laughing and pointing at me and making fun of me. So this was my very first experience of extreme shame and what I would consider to be stage fright. So I promptly departed from that stage. I was 8 years old, and from that moment on, I refused to go back up on stage with my father. He was quite disappointed, but he didn't pressure me too much. Fast forward into when I was about 11 years old, and I was a very unpopular child in general. I've got some pretty weird things about me, and children don't really like that, you know, that you're a bit strange. So anyway, these children at my intermediate school invited me to participate in a dance performance. Now, this music and the dance that was happening, I really didn't like, but I was so desperate for friends and for connection that I decided to go along with it. So here I was at lunchtime practicing these dance moves that I really did think were pretty lame. But I was just like, oh, look, these girls are hanging out with me. You know, it's cool. I'm cool. So I get to the performance day, and we stand up in front of the whole school and all of the parents and also the adjoining school. So we had two schools that sort of next to each other, and I stood there, and as the music started, I literally froze. And it felt like I stood there for 10 minutes. I have no idea how long it was, but I know that it was long enough that I realized that I was not going anywhere and I was obviously not dancing, so I promptly departed from the stage. So I don't know if many of you know what stage fright feels like. There's lots of different aspects to stage fright. For me, what it feels like is a little bit like when you go on a roller coaster and you take that drop. I don't know if many of you have been on a roller coaster, I'm sure you have, that your guts just fell out, you know, they're gone. You just, like, no control. You'll see that I'm shaking right now. I have had a little bit of practice in front of people, but it still gets me. I get hot, prickly skin. I can go flush in the face. And a lot of the time, it just ends up being that you forget completely what you were going to be saying and whatever your moves were and all of that kind of thing. So for me, over the years, I've put in a lot of practice and I've done a lot of things and used a lot of different tools to try and increase my confidence and in using my voice. So one of those things that really changed a lot of things for me was the, I don't know if many of you know it, but it's a book called The Growth Mindset by Carol Dweck. And the ideas in that book really, really helped me to understand that even if you weren't naturally good at something, in the example of, say, my father, who could just play any instrument without even practicing ever, it means that just because you don't have that natural ability doesn't mean that you can't get good at something. So that really shifted my perspective. And I was actually driving from Christchurch to Nelson at that time when I learnt about the growth mindset. So that really helped me to try and understand that even if I wasn't good at something, even if I had all this fear, that I could actually practice and get better. So another thing that happened to me was that I made a decision after about 22 years of completely not having any exposure on the stage whatsoever to start doing singing lessons. And I actually, I never had the intention of becoming a professional singer. It was more just for the fact that I wanted to get more confident because I couldn't even sing in front of family and friends. It was that bad. I just felt so much shame and fear that someone would notice that I wasn't a good singer and compare me to the musical talent that is my father, and I just didn't want anybody to know. So I started doing singing lessons with a friend actually here at the School of Music, and it was really empowering, and I even did a few open mic nights. Now, I'm not telling you that I sounded good at the open mic nights. You could still hear the shame and the fear in my voice. It would shake. You can probably even hear it a little bit now, but it's much worse if you're singing. But the purpose of the practice was to actually get me to be able to stand there and face my fear and not allow that shame and that fear to actually control me. Another thing that really, really helped me was the... we're over now, okay. So there's a lot of other tools that I've used in my coaching business to try and help other people to face their fears as well, whether it be something like stage fright or whatever it is, and it's all about expanding your comfort zone. So there's so many tools that have helped me along the way, and if any of you are witnessing this and are thinking to yourselves, well, you know, these people can do this, you know, but lucky for them, but it's not like that. Every single one of these people feels nervous. They feel fear of being embarrassed in front of their peers or whatever. So if you can take a little bit of inspiration for this and potentially face your fear, then all of the sleepless nights and me experiencing all of this stage fright stuff is all worth being up here today.